This is Carrie and Tommy,
live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Oh, afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Monday. Carrie Bickmore.
I'm so happy to be here today.
Likewise.
Not that I'm not normally on a Monday, but I was really looking forward to seeing you all.
Just wrapped a bit of work.
You know what I think it is?
What?
Normally we've had a bit of a back and forth via the message app over the weekend.
Someone has discovered how to speak about technology. Yes.
But I haven't really been on my phone. So I haven't really been messaging you guys. So I've been missing you.
Yes. Well, you haven't been on your
Absence
phone.
Makes the heart grow fonder.
For a couple of reasons. Mm. And we are going to chat about that next. Mm. But there was also something that we did this morning, which we're going to tell you about later. Mm. It's the thing that resulted in these sounds. Yeah.
I mean, it was an amazing way to start a Monday.
It really was. But up next, we're going to get all the ins, the outs. Am I going to actually get to see your screen time
yep,
on
you
the
can
digital
get a
detox?
Screen time update. I've also got something for you as well.
Ooh,
a
money?
Request. No, something I need you to do for me.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I need a new word for digital detox, and I know you're very creative, so come up with something for me because I hate the phrase digital detox, but that's what we're doing at the moment. 131060, if you heard us talking about it last weekend and across the weekend, you had a crack at it too, had a crack at putting your phone away and being more present.
Yes.
I tried it over the weekend and I'm having such a good time with my family.
Are you really?
And it sounds bizarre to say that because, of course,
This was the main driving factor.
But weirdly, like I sometimes struggle to play with my kids, right? It's actually quite hard sometimes to stop and play with your kids, not having them play next to you while you do other things. But I've realised now.
Is it because they do the same thing over and over again?
Yeah, they do like repetition and it can be quite simple, the games. And often I have to be the baby and I get sick of going, wah, wah. Yeah.
And sometimes physically exhausting.
Being on your knees.
And having to lift. If I sometimes start a stupid game with my niece where I have to lift them up over my shoulder, but then I forget, oh, I've got to be prepared to do this 100 more times.
Exactly. Right. So anyway, I've been doing it and it's been amazing. I've been doing it with Ollie. He's been doing meditation at night. We've been meditating together. I've never been able to meditate in my life. I love it. It's my thing. I've become that really annoying person.
Doesn't sound fun. doesn't sound fun for Ollie.
No, he loves it too.
Does he?
He actually said to me in the car the other day, he can't wait tonight to do his meditation.
Are you sure while you're omming away, he's not just secretly playing Fortnite? You're like, oh, I got
Evie's not as much of a fan as I am. But anyway, so the phone's been in the other room for a lot of the weekend.
Oh, yeah, because that was one of the rules.
Yep.
Put the phone in another room.
Yeah, my notifications have been switched off.
Yes.
I put all the addictive apps at the back of my screen.
Did you put them into a folder called regret?
No, I didn't do that. I just moved them.
Okay.
And as a result, I feel like my screen time usage has been down across the board.
So last week when we checked, I believe your screen time was about 3 hours.
So it was 4 hours 30 on the day we started it. And then on Friday it was 3 hours 30.
Yes.
And today, what is it?
2 hours 25 minutes. Look at that.
And if you look at the last 7 days. No, but that's I'm working. Hold on. I'm working today.
Yeah.
So it's higher on the days that I'm working. No, it is. I'm not making excuses. It is true.
No, I'm proud of your
more
decline.
But look at the decline, though. Look at how it's all going down, 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 right? But more than anything, if you look at my Instagram usage, it went from 51 minutes on the first day we looked at it to 14 minutes on Friday. Today, 5 minutes.
Is that enough to be still pumping out good content and keeping
I'm trying, mate.
Up
I'm
on?
Trying. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want our show to suffer.
No,
I told you
not.
That.
Better not.
I think you should partake.
Okay.
Because I have noticed every time we have a meeting, every time, even when we had lunch before together, the whole time you were on your phone.
Yes, that was true.
And I think
you're not present
for us at work because of it.
Well, someone, when we're on in our meeting.
Producer Sonda's nodding.
Couldn't agree more. How many times do we have to go over things?
Yeah.
Listen to audio again.
We just started the show wrong.
Yeah, we do. We had this break at the top of the show, but you're on your phone, and so you did it wrong.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So are you willing to partake for the rest of the week?
What's my – can I say no?
No, you can't.
Sure.
Let's ask whether Selena has been benefiting from it. Selena, I'm trying to get Tommy to do it too. Are you doing this digital detox with us?
Yes, I am.
And how is it going?
It's been really good, except for the fact that I missed my cousin's 30th. But
why? Because what happened? You weren't on Facebook.
Yeah, so I usually rely on the notifications to tell me when it's people's birthdays. Mm. And unfortunately, I missed, my cousin's 30th because I wasn't on Facebook for 2 days because I wasn't being notified. So,
did you blame me? Because you could have. I would have accepted that.
No, it has been nice to not have the Instagram and the Facebook. And, on the weekend it was much better to not have it. It was just unfortunate that I missed her birthday.
Yeah, and not have also the real human contact of hanging out with all your friends.
And it is hard. It's almost like you have to send a message out to everybody in your life to let them know that you're doing it. Otherwise, they just think you're really not getting back to them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I know I'm not convincing you.
No, I'm just nervous.
Cassandra, it's worth doing, yeah?
It is. I haven't done as good as I should, but I've done better.
What have you been trying to do, Cassandra?
Facebook's my hardest thing. My mum tells me I need to go to Facebook AA.
Yeah. Yes.
So there should be an FA apparently.
Doesn't work, but that's fine.
how many hours a day do you think you're on it, Cassandra?
Oh, about 23 and a half.
Was the A for addicts or was it for, were you just going Facebook Alcoholics Anonymous? Because you can be both.
No, FA.
Okay, FA. Oh, okay, I will.
She's drinking and scrolling.
Yeah. So, Cassandra, we're meant to do something next, but to be honest, I'm unprepared for it.
No.
I've been on my phone.
Oh my god!
So, what about we do this? Because I'd like to see the reverse argument because you're showing me a couple of cases of people who are saying it's gone well.
No, I haven't actually. Mm. If you weren't on your phone, you would have seen that Selena missed her cousin's birthday, and Cassandra said it's not going well.
No, but they still said it was good. Selena still said, despite missing the birthday, she found it great, and Cassandra said it's not going as well as it could, but it's still been good.
Yeah,
I would like to hear on 13 10 60. Have you done a digital detox and gone, that sucked, and I'm heaps happier being on my phone?
Okay.
Are we allowed to do that?
You can do whatever you like, mate.
Or is this only a one-sided argument in your dictatorship that you seem to be running around here?
No, you know it's going to be full of people saying that.
Well, that will help my argument and make me not do it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You called for your people to call, 13 10 60, people that love the phone and it's changed their life for the better. Irish man Brian called up to say that he stopped getting notifications on Farmville, which is the game app, which meant all of his crops failed.
Yeah,
so
we can't have that happening.
No. He's pro the phone.
Phones for the win. Good stuff.
Yeah, so, overwhelmingly.
So I will commit to some kind of digital detox that we'll talk about later.
Okay, but now you've got something else that's going to rocket the show.
Whoever's in charge of the Radio Hall of Fame, get ready because you are about to have a new entrant for best radio talk break of all time.
Give it to me.
Out on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And the area I live in, cars get broken into a lot.
Oh.
And so I was coming home and I saw someone bending down next to a car and I thought, oh, this person's breaking into a car. And I thought, I'll scare them off.
Oh, you want to be the hero? You've always wanted to be the hero.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
And so I kicked the fence near me to make a loud banging noise, right? The figure stood up and pulled their jocks up and walked off and they were peeing. They were bending down peeing and I thought they were breaking into a car.
They were squatting to pee.
Yes.
Weird.
Yes. And I got to my mates and I was telling them about it and one of my mates goes, oh, he goes, I wish I'd just peed in the street the other way. And I said, what? And he goes, I was walking home. Because I was walking home. I'd had a few drinks. I was walking home and I was wearing black pants and he was busting to pee. And he's a very polite man. And he goes, well, I don't want to pee on anyone's property.
Is that Luke McGregor?
Nope, definitely not.
Okay.
He goes, I don't want to pee on anyone's property. So he goes, well, I'm wearing black pants. I'll just pee myself and I'm walking home. I'm not going to see anybody else.
What?
And I'll get home and it'll be fine. I'll change my pants. But then he kept walking and he got a bit hungry and he'd forgotten what he'd done and he went into Macca's. And when he went into Macca's, he went to order and the girl on the counter wouldn't stop looking in his pants. And he thought, why isn't this woman looking me in the eyes? And why does she keep looking me in the pants? And then looks down and realizes, oh, I've forgotten that I peed myself on the walk home and now I've come into Macca's.
But I thought he was wearing dark pants so no one would notice.
Yeah, but you can still see. Like, if you pee those... Hang on, let's try it. You pee those pants.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, no, you can see.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So,
yep.
I know I'm on my digital detox at the moment, but it doesn't count if it's someone else's phone. I jumped on Tinder last night.
Did you?
I did.
You used Chris's phone for that.
Just hooking him up some sweet rides. No,
rides? Wow. I didn't know you could say that kind of stuff on radio.
When you get a car.
Have you forgotten we're on air?
Oi, bro. I didn't mean it in that.
Have you had a sweet ride lately?
Not as good as Carrie's by the sound of it.
Let's do this. 13-10-60. When was the last time you had a sweet ride?
Anyway, my friend has recently come out of a very, very long relationship.
Divorce has just come through. Yeah.
That's bits not funny.
I mean, sure, it's not us, mate. We can laugh.
She's happy now. She's through the pain.
It's great.
So,
Sweet Ride City, baby. Let's do it.
She's a mum and she's like, want to meet someone. So she's jumped on Tinder. Now, I've never been on Tinder before. I know all about the swipe and right, left, all the rest of it, but never partaken in the swiping.
Oh, you've
last
never
night,
taken over
I got
a Tinder
swipe
before?
Happy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And she was like a cat on a hot tin roof. She was telling me about all the dates she's been on. She doesn't like the guys that are chatty, any of them that want to tell her life story. She's like, nah.
Oh, less talky, more sweet ridey. Don't talk and drive. Okay.
Anyway, then I said to her, I learned all about it, right?
I didn't know. So I've always thought that the idea of it being these being hookup apps is kind of a myth.
Well, for her, it's not. Like that's what she wants it to be.
Whenever I've got involved, I end up with pen pals. Honestly.
Well, she wouldn't be liking you because if you want to chat, she doesn't want to chat, right? She's not up to chatting. She wants to go out and have a drink and have a nice time and just have some fun because she's been in a relationship where she hasn't had fun in so long,
Let's start a new app called Sweet Ride.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
But what happens on it?
Just no chat.
Anyway.
Yes.
What I realised is she is of a generation, mums who have come out of relationships, right? Mm. And they're given this Tinder thing a go, right?
Yes.
And she's just trigger happy. She is so up for anything, right? Whereas the younger generation, obviously this is their way. This is the way they've been dating for, for her it's new. It's different.
Right.
And she's having a great old time.
Right.
And it made me think, I was telling Caitlin about it, our producer before, and she was saying, Caitlin, are you there?
Yes, hello.
You were saying you were talking to your friend on the weekend whose parents are also on a dating app.
Yes. So a friend of mine, he's gay, and he was on Grindr, and then the next one that came up to swipe left or right on was his father.
Wow.
And his father was on a dating app and he didn't know, right?
Yeah, he actually didn't know his father was gay at all.
Yeah. I thought that was the bigger news. Yeah. Because it's just like, see, everyone looking for a sweet ride.
Just didn't fit into the talk topic.
Oh, sorry. You've predetermined where we want to go with the conversation. Okay. Okay. What did you have written on your sheet that you would like to go to phones on? Let's ignore what Caitlin. Sorry, Caitlin, but we've got to completely ignore what you've just said there. Despite Carrie inviting you into the conversation, it doesn't actually fit her narrative. So it's a cute little story, but thank you. Pop off back into the airlock now.
I want to know if you're old and happy, right? If you're older, you've jumped online and you love it.
We're ignoring the biggest part of this story, which is the bombshell of finding your father on Grindr and you didn't know.
So I reckon there'd be a lot of people out there whose parents maybe like in their 60s or 70s are getting online. And they're on their apps and they're loving it. They're on, maybe it is Grindr, maybe it's Tinder, maybe it's whatever
so
it is.
You don't want to do
Bumble.
Who did you see on a dating app? Or who did you see on an app? You want to do old and happy.
And your story can be whatever you want then.
That's great.
Keeps it general.
Let's keep it general.
Makes good radio.
Yeah.
All right.
Not doing too well today.
13-10-60. We'll take your stories on old?
Buzz, keep it general.
Old
just
and happy.
Anything you want to say, give us a call.
Also take calls on this.
Just hooking them up some sweet rides.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, we're talking, are you old and happy?
Yeah.
Because I was on Tinder last night at my girlfriend's house.
What's up, girlfriend?
She is newly single, and she's older, and she's never been on a dating app before, and she was going off.
Oh, are you telling me about that bit you were telling me about with the...
No, stop it.
Tell me about that bit.
Stop it.
Okay.
Let's just say she's having a good time. Sally, are you old and appy?
I am not that old, but I am appy in that.
How's it going? How's it going for you, Sal?
Sorry?
How's it going for you?
I've been on and off for quite some time, and you do get the creepy McCreepers quite often. I am from the ACT, so you expect no less, right? So
you said it, not us, babe.
Yeah, there ain't much happening over here, let me tell you.
any good action? Any, or as Carrie would say, any sweet rides?
Nah, I'm just hooking him up some sweet rides.
Nope. Okay. So he's just indicating there that she'd like to leave the conversation. That's good. She used it properly. Our listeners are literally tuning out one. Are they calling up to the hang up on us?
Joy, are you old and happy?
Joy, you're something that's been lacking from our show today.
I'm not. I'm basically ringing up just to say thank you so much for making the drive home really good. I drive home 40 minutes from work every day, and listening to you guys, it just makes it a lot easier because of all the antics that you come up with. And Carrie, I got to say, your laugh is very infectious. So thank you so much.
On a scale of 1 to 10, just how bad? I mean, you're a regular listener, so you know our show well. Just how bad has our show been today?
No, it's not bad at all. You guys are doing a great job. Tommy, I know you got the girls after you all the time. And get the Tinder app going there.
Okay.
Are you single, Joy, or are you taken?
No, I'm taken. I've got two children. And even my husband and my daughter that drives home from school, they listen to you guys and they crack up every time you guys, you know, do your jokes and stuff. So it's you know, it's absolutely excellent whatever you guys are doing.
Why do you still look so miserable, Tommy?
No, because I just wanted, Buzz, can we give Joy a prize for being the one listener we have left after today's radio show?
How about a $100 voucher to spend at tjswim.com? That's going your way, Joy.
Okay, thank you. Where is that?
No follow-up questions.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I saw Get Out recently, Jordan Peele's great movie that he made,
which I don't know anything about.
Yes,
yeah.
And the reason I saw it is because he's just released Us, the blockbuster horror film that's just shattered box offices all over the States.
All I know about Get Out is that Chris said it has the ratio is a scare per minute.
Right. Okay. What was more impressive was that it cost $4.5 million to make. To make it for him, and it grossed $260 million worldwide.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yes, so everybody was super excited, won a whole swag
of
awards.
People love scary movies.
Yes.
I am not one of them.
No, well, neither. And if you're wondering, is this movie scary? Here's the trailer for it.
There's a family in our driveway.
It's probably the neighbors. But y'all scared of a family? What are you people?
It's us.
They think like us. They know where we are.
They won't stop until they kill us.
That's intense.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, because I think I convinced you to. I was surprised when I said, hey, we should watch Us and film Us watching Us.
No, I didn't know what Us was.
Yes. And so you just went,
yeah, and we haven't seen each other much lately because you've been travelling around doing comedy festivals. I thought that'd be a fun little thing to do together, 8:45 on a Monday morning. Yeah. What else would we do?
And so I knew that I'm horrible with scary movies. I knew that you were horrible with scary movies.
I even brought my baby.
Yes, you had no idea. You had no idea that this was going to be a really scary movie.
No.
And actually, we might have surprised people because we handled ourselves pretty well.
Has anyone ever died watching a scary movie?
Has anyone ever died?
At least the music's not creepy. No power, no Wi-Fi.
This is why Josh is a backup generator.
Everybody dead.
Can I...
Too many diaries.
Don't open your hands now. Your dad's just hit me dead with a...
And then it was got to the point.
My heart still hasn't calmed down.
I know. And it got to the point where we were thinking scary bits were going to come. And even when they were, I remember when
it was
one
just
of the characters.
Plot line.
Yeah,
happening.
One of the characters was facing me and we saw her back. And I thought, oh, I know what's going to happen here.
I thought the scary bit was over.
Now the music's indicating not.
And then she turns around.
It's just her face. Very hurtful. Oh.
Is it just her?
Very hurtful to the actual woman.
One of the few breaks we had in just basically doing our Dax the whole movie was when your phone went off.
Yes.
And I went, thank God, help has arrived.
No.
My phone's calling. Who's calling me?
No.
It's Chris.
No. Don't answer.
I'm just watching us.
No. No,
it's
no,
really
no.
bad. Oh, the kid's called Adelaide.
Oh, no. What? When the break? Why have they all got scissors?
What did you want to know?
He's dead.
I've got my eyes closed.
Come here. Come here. Okay.
Oh, great.
Oh! What happened? What happened?
I think she dicked him with scissors.
I missed the best bit.
Oh, my God.
Chris isn't happy that you've taken me here, by the way.
What? Should we leave?
He's worried about my mental state.
Should we leave?
Now, I already have trouble sleeping at night. Yes. I get so freaked out. So he's not happy that you dragged me and that I took little Adelaide there. And one of the characters in this psycho movie is called Adelaide.
Yes. And I know.
I just should point out I didn't bring her in the cinema. I just left her out on her own. No, Belle, one of our producers, when I realised it was scary.
She was playing the pokies.
I let Belle look so after her because I didn't want to scar her for life.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is that if you're listening and you're thinking, no, guys, don't give away any spoilers, it might be hard for us to give away spoilers because this is what happened.
Should we stop? Maybe we shouldn't give away too many spoilers, so maybe we should stop.
Chickening out?
No.
Nah. That was happening here?
No. Nah.
I just think I'm not going to sleep for the rest of my life.
I'm worried about her. I'm fine, but I'm worried about her. Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I've now permanently got my eyes closed.
Should we go get a croissant somewhere? I'm done, mate.
Yeah, I might be done too.
Can we go?
Yeah.
Yes,
can we go? I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, we last an hour.
But what was so funny was you were like, oh, well, this is it, we're done. I don't need to see what happens in the end. And then you get to work and you were like, oh my God.
Yeah, because then I opened a news article and it said, us, the greatest plot twist of all time. And I'm like, we didn't even get to see what happened in
the end. So then you just said to me before off air that you're going to go back and watch the whole thing so you can see what happens in the end.
Yeah, I think... Or maybe I'll wait till DVD and I can scan through this because it's the jump scares that I don't like. As you may have heard then. What do you want to do calls on?
I don't like
on?
Any of it.
What do you want to do calls on?
Well, I want to do calls on my question that I genuinely had in there was, phone me my one and only, did you have a heart attack while watching a scary movie?
That's great.
That's what I want to do calls on.
131060, did you have a heart attack?
Because can it happen? Can you cause yourself to have a heart attack by being scared?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Where were you this morning?
I was at work, actually, trying to put together this ripper of a show. Oh, I had to do stuff.
Trying to put together this show?
Yeah.
Scared of scary movies?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, so you were too scared to come to the screening.
You know the movie Scary Movie? Can't even watch that, and that's a comedy.
The movie, of course, we're talking about is Jordan Peele's new movie, Us.
Mm. Which you tricked me into watching. Mm. I didn't realise that I don't watch anything that's not PG, to be honest. I'm that scared of movies. Yep. It was 8:45 a.m. I thought, that can't be. That'd be fun. Family flick. No.
So scary.
So scary.
So scary.
At one point, and my heart's still beating now, my heart beated so fast.
Bet. My heart bet out of its chest.
That I thought I might have a heart attack. And so I asked on 131060 a bit of phone me my one and only.
Phone me my one and only.
Is there someone out there? I've never quite worked out how this thing works, the phone being my one and only, but is there someone out there that had a heart attack while watching a scary movie?
Yes. What better way, if you don't understand something, to just give it a crack?
But is that it? Is that the right application of phone me my one and only?
Sure. Yep.
Is it?
And how it works is if we get one,
yep,
that's great.
You okay.
Because if we get more than one,
yeah, then it's not phone me my one and only.
Okay. Yeah.
Kira, have you had a heart attack while watching a scary movie?
No, I don't think scary movies are really scary enough these days.
What about The Hills Have Eyes, Kira?
Actually, haven't seen that, sorry. I'll have to put that on my list.
Okay. What about Us? Have you seen Us?
Yeah, I went and seen it last week, and I laughed basically the whole way through it.
You laughed?
Yeah, so it was like just silly, like scary stuff. It wasn't scary, scary.
What about when she dicked the bloke with the scissors?
That's in heaps of movies. It wasn't scary. I mean,
tell Kira your theory of what you think should happen in movies.
Oh. Yeah, for scary movies, Kira, I thought they should have a version of scary movies where they take the jump scares out, because I quite like the stories and I like the creepy moments, but I don't like the bits.
I love those bits because I'm a bit of a weirdo and I scream and then I laugh at myself.
Yeah, but then we could treat it like donuts. So you could have the non-scary bit one, and then you could have watch the scary bits as well. Because you know how you can buy donut holes now?
Yeah.
Like muffin tops.
Yeah. So it's like that. So Kira, you could watch just the scary bits and I could watch the rest of the movie.
Amber, have you had a heart attack while watching a scary movie?
Look, no, I haven't had a heart attack, but I have, embarrassing enough, wet my pants.
You've had a pants attack?
What were you watching?
The Human Centipede, number one.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Was it from laughing or scared?
No, from scared. I don't know if scared or just disgusted, a combination of two.
Was it when you saw them all together?
Yes. Yeah. No, when they looked like crawling down the stairs and
Have you thought about which position, if you had to be in a position?
What's happening? What happens in this?
Be in?
No.
Haven't you seen it? Oh, my God, don't. No. Just don't.
Have you thought about it? Oh, no.
Look, I have. Possibly the front, maybe?
Yeah, I reckon the front's the only good option.
You reckon?
It's still,
I don't know.
Not a good one.
No, not sure. Good.
You're fun, Amber. Thank you. It's great stuff.
See you.
Should we go to Dave?
Dave, have you had a heart attack while watching a scary movie? Dave?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dave. Have you had a heart attack while watching a scary movie, bro?
I have not. But I've got a mate who's a paramedic, and he was telling me a couple of months ago about getting called to a cinema for a man who had a heart attack while watching a movie.
Do you know what movie it was?
I don't know.
Okay.
He didn't tell me.
Was it a scary thing or just an elderly thing?
Oh, no, this guy wasn't too old. He was only in his 50s.
Okay.
So you could have caused me to have a heart attack today. What would you have told my family that you dragged me along for fun radio purposes to see Us?
Would have said, I would have walked in, yeah. I would have got the family in the front room, and I would have said, guys, great news. You know how I've been doing the radio show from here? Now I'm living here.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughes and Kate in next to drive you home.
Yes, and guys, we've been listening to you talk, being scared. What was the movie you went and saw? What was it called?
Us.
Yeah, Jordan Peele's new horror that has smashed box office record numbers for an original horror all over the United States.
Is it, do you like scary
it's
movies?
It's the black family on holiday and yes. then there's a white family that... Yep. are doing something that pop up.
Is that the Get Out guy? Is it the same guy?
It's the Get Out guy, yeah. Also from Key and Peele, quite a dramatic turn from the biggest kind of sketch comedy duo in the world to just making horror movies.
Yeah, right.
And it was scary. You were terrified.
I hate scary movies. I didn't know what Us was when Tommy said, let's go watch Us, watching Us. And I was like, oh, fun. Took Adelaide along. 8:45 in the morning.
So you should never get pranked. No one should ever pop up in the back of your car with a sword. No.
Just heads up.
Like if
Tommy ever suggests you watch a movie about two girls in a cup, Carrie, just don't do it.
I know that one.
Do you? I found that quite scary, to be honest.
Well, you kept making other people watch it, Kate, so yes, you were keen to share
that was real. I didn't think that was real.
We're talking about two.
Oh, I thought it was.
I don't
something.
Know whether we need to have okay.
No, I don't think we do. I don't think we do.
You chatted to a doctor about whether or not you could have a heart attack from being scared. Did you ever get conclusive results?
Yes, you can die. And this
can you?
Yeah, we've got a bit of it. We've actually got a little bit of it here.
Can you?
But one more time with love, when I got pranked with the sword, the guy in the back of the car, is that what you're going to play?
We've got the doctor bit.
Oh, you've got the doctor bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll have a listen to this.
Katie, when we did it last year, after we did it, I got a health expert on and some heart doctor who said that there's a chance you could have had a heart attack.
And I said, I don't believe that. I don't believe that people really get...
You're not a cardiologist.
Well, exactly.
No. Here's the thing. I have terrified Husey.
We didn't even have the doctor.
I know. That wasn't even the moment.
You could have done that in real time.
That was remembering the moment.
Yeah. Can we just play the moment just then of when we played the moment when you remembered the moment?
I still feel anxious this afternoon, and that was 6.5 hours ago we watched that movie.
Imagine if it's a guy with a sword in the back of your car.
No, I'd never drive again.
Kate, I'd
never do that to Carrie, though.
Did you, Kate, you still scared of wheelie bins? Because I did have a man with a gun in the wheelie bin. Are you still scared of wheelie bins?
Oh, that was just ridiculous.
That's a what? A man
no,
with a gun?
No, I'm not scared of wheelie bins. I'm scared of men with guns. There's quite a difference.
Yeah. And you guys,
we really make a different show.
But also...
We need to up our wheelie bin action.
I haven't hidden anything in a wheelie bin.
The worst thing about the wheelie bin incident was that our guy with the gun practiced on Faye from Accounts, who was just going home. You had no idea.
Oh, my God.
She was walking past on the way to the lift.
I heard someone scream. I thought it was Kate. And I turned around the corner and there's Faye from Accounts. He was just practicing. I said, you can't practice, mate. It's a one-time only deal here.
Does Faye still work with us?
She still does, and she didn't sue, which is lucky, actually.
Amazing.
We should check in how she's going. But see, she didn't have a heart attack either. Yeah. I don't believe people
Imagine
have a heart attack.
Imagine if she had. Who would have been responsible for that?
Well, everyone probably. But
Husey.
Husey?
Absolutely you.
No, but he didn't tell the guy to do it.
I didn't say that you should practice on Faye from Accounts. I mean, you would just think that you wouldn't practice on Faye from Accounts.
That would have been a very specific instruction for you to give.
Can you make sure you practice on Faye?
guys, we know protocol. Any pranks go through Faye from Accounts.
If you want to see the video of Carrie and Tommy reacting like this to us, it is on our Instagram page at Carrie Tommy Show. Husey and Kate, they're next to drive you home. We're back tomorrow. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, all.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.